Good morning, good morning, beautiful people. I got my coffee in hand and the sun is shining. I love it. It's been so rainy and gloomy, and I'm just trying to stay positive that April showers will bring my Mayflowers, and my tulips and my lilies are already popping up. So anyway, super excited, you guys. I kind of took a few days off, so that's why I haven't been on here, but we've got some new listeners, and just seeing all the plays and you guys just enjoying my podcast, it feels so good. And I hope just to any of you guys that are out there that are new here, I hope that this can really be a light for you. It's a crazy world that we live in today. And like, even aside from all of that, it's really hard sometimes, you know? You're like, whether personal stuff that you're going through or things in the past that you can't let go of, or, you know, your faith and your hope in God and His Word, and maybe it's been shaken, you know? In your relationships, like your confidence in yourself, the way that you feel and love yourself. Like, for the people that are new, okay, let's rewind just a little bit. I was doing these journaling Zooms every single day with my network marketing team, and we read these daily devotionals. And the Confident Woman devotional that I read out of, which is by Joyce Meyer, I have had this devotional for quite a few years and I love it. It's just transformed my confidence and my mindset and everything. It really has. And it gives me a way to apply scripture to my daily routine, talk it out, and I get daily prayers, you know what I mean? And so it's just a really, really great way for me to start the day. And as I was doing this, I'm like, you know what? Why not? Like, I seen Anchor being advertised, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is cool, you know? And so, why can't I do that? And so, initially, at first, it was just to have recorded devotionals for my team to go back and listen to. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, it just turned into so much more than that. And, you know, now I get to use my voice for so many more people than I ever thought possible. And it's like, I am just me, and I just show up every day, and we read these two devotionals, and we just get poured into for the morning. And, you know, again, like I said, it's a great way to start the day. And I was like, you know what? Why can't I just be a light for other people? Like, I'm showing up and reading these devotionals every single day. Why not do it on a platform where I can share my voice and maybe give somebody else the perspective that they need to better themselves or their life or their relationship with God? So, anyways, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm so grateful to have you guys here. We are on week 15 of the whole year. I can't believe it. In the beginning of it says Deborah was a prophetess and judge. She was also a courageous woman that God used mighty to deliver his people from the oppression of, might say this wrong, Canaanites. See Judges 4. She boldly trusted God all above all else, and her leadership propelled to the Israelites to rise up and take hold of the victory God offered them. So this week, give your emotions a check. What promise from God's word speaks to fear, a need, or an oppression in your life? This week, I want you to focus on seeking God's face and make up your mind to trust His word more than your feelings, thoughts, and circumstances. The title of today's devotional is Be Kind. She opens her mouth in skillful and godly wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness, giving counsel and instruction. Proverbs 31:26. Our woman in Proverbs 31 knows the importance of words. She opens her mouth in skillful and godly wisdom. The law of kindness is on her tongue. Speaking kindly to other people is a tremendous attribute and one that certainly enhances a godly woman. She knows that anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but an encouraging word makes it glad. Proverbs 12:25. We all need kindness, and I believe that we will reap what we sow. Proverbs 18:20 through 21 says that we will have to be satisfied with the consequences of our words, and that the power of life and death are in the tongue. It says or it goes on to say that we will eat the fruit of our words for life or death. Not only do we have the capability of speaking life or death to other people, we have the same ability in our own lives. We can speak words that build confidence in ourselves and others, or we can speak words that destroy confidence. Be especially careful about self-talk. This is the conversation that you have with yourself inside yourself. Be sure that what you are saying is something that you want to live with. So basically, what you think and what you feel is what you're going to get back. All right, your mindset matters. All right, the prayer to end today's devotional in The Confident Woman by Joyce Meyer. It says, Lord, make my heart to be kind and compassionate so that it overflows with kind words to others. May my words have the power of life in them to build up others and encourage them. Amen. I love that. It's like how I just like, it's like, you know, what we teach our kids, you know what I mean? Like, just be kind. Just be kind. You don't have to, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like our society and like the people around us, they feel like, oh, there's my clock. It's 9 o'clock. But anyways, I feel like in our society and just like our friends or our family, you know, and I don't know about you guys, but I feel a little bit different than the people that I'm surrounded by. You know what I mean? And that's okay because I use my words differently. I have a different mindset. I show up as a different person that they're not used to seeing. You know what I mean? And so it is a little bit different to go down that path, but like, just be kind, you know? And going back, we live in a world where calling people weird is funny. Like, oh, you're weird, or you're an idiot, or like, I don't know, just like anything, you guys. Like, your words mean everything. And whether or not you think that you're joking around, like, it's just not funny. Like, use your words and be kind. That's all you have to do, is be kind. And instead of being like, oh, you're so weird, you can say, oh my gosh, you're so funny. Or like, you know, whatever. I don't know. I just feel like we live in this world where it's okay to put people down, like, as it's funny, and like name call, and, you know, no matter what age you are, I really don't care. And maybe this makes me sound soft and sensitive, but why can't we just be kind with the things that we say to each other and come from a place of love no matter what, you know? I don't know. I just feel like it can be done, and it doesn't mean that you're overly sensitive or, you know, blah, 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 or this and that, but use your dang words wisely. You know, you have the capability of speaking life, you know, to other people and into yourself. So speak words that build others up and build yourself up. Speak that builds confidence and love in your heart. And like, just be kind, you guys. Be kind to all kinds. All right, let's move on. We're going to go into the Fighting Words devotional by Ellie Holcomb. And she's also a Christian singer-songwriter, so you can go and look her up. But I love this devotional because The Confident Woman is very like positive and uplifting. And not that this one isn't, but it's just in a different light. You know, The Confident Woman is basically exactly how it sounds. And The Fighting Words is like getting you through the dark days and dealing with the things that you don't want to think about or feel or, you know, anything like that. And it just really, really gives you good perspective, because you know what? I don't want this podcast to be sunshine and rainbows all the time. And you can go back and, you know, you can really, you know, you can go to certain podcasts and you can really truly feel emotion where I'm like literally crying because, you know, I'm reading this devotional and it's resonating with me, you know? So I just don't want this to be just an all sunshine and rainbows thing, because I want this to be a light for people that are going through a hard time. Maybe you're listening and you're not feeling the light and you're having bad days and you don't have any self-confidence, and The Confident Woman may not be speaking to you, you know? So let's get into it, you guys. This is amazing. I love this one. And it also gives those journaling prompts at the end. So if you want to go get this for yourself, you totally can. We're reading from day 71. Scripture in this is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. I don't know what you rely on in life when it looks confusing. And I can't tell you why you might lean into that person or thing, but I can tell you this. I've spent my whole life and a lot of time trying to lean on my own understanding in life. I've tried turning a situation over in my mind all day long. I've tried problem solving and strategizing and scenario making and all the things that come with trusting my own wisdom. And maybe you've gone that route too when a curveball comes your way. But God's grace to me is this. I've also tried leaning on the Lord, trusting Him when my eyes and my mind can't make sense of what's going on in my life or around me. And you know what? I never regret the time that I spent acknowledging Him. Maybe I'm alone in this, but I used to think that this verse meant that if I prayed and acknowledged God in my messes, that it would make everything work out exactly like I wanted it to. I know that that's not true now, but I also know that God is a waymaker. I've seen Him show up in the most dire and dark circumstances to make a way from hope in the most, make a way from hopelessness to hope, from darkness to light, from fear to peace. And it may not have looked the way that I wanted it to. It may not have matched one of the scenarios that I tried to forecast, but in His own time and in His own way, somehow He made the path straight. Time and time again, I've walked right out of a situation that I thought that I was trapped in, and I thought that I had no logical way out of it. But His hands hold me and guides me, and I can look back and see the love of God moving in ways beyond my understanding. He makes our path straight. He leads us in the face of the confusing or the impossible when all of our best plans and strategies fall short. And all we have to do is look at Him, acknowledge Him, rest in Him. That's the kind of God that we follow. I don't know what situations you need a straight path for, but I sure do have plenty. Instead of leaning into our own wisdom and understanding, let's acknowledge the Lord, the Waymaker, today. All right, let's go on to the journaling prompts, you guys. You know, you can either write these down in your journal, because journaling is one of my things that I love, and it truly is life-changing. I'm just going to say it. And every single day, you can make it a goal, like get a little notebook and write down your manifestations, which is writing down the way you want your life to look, the goals you want to hit. Write those things down as if they're already happening, and you can legit manifest whatever you want in your life. I mean, obviously it's not going to happen. Like, you're not going to go to sleep and it's wake up to your manifestation, because it's a growth process, and you have to have that belief system, and you have to continue to believe it and manifest it every single day and put the energy behind it as well. But writing down gratitude, you know, what are five things that you're grateful for today? Daily affirmations, I am statements, writing down your own daily prayer. You know, what do you have on your heart that you want to talk to God about? Or maybe there's someone in your life that you need to pray over. Get a daily prayer written down, and then write your goals down. Have three big goals that you focus on every single day. The big goals for me are, you know, the forever home, the house, the car that I want, you know, living a debt-free life. Those are three of my really, really big goals. And then like three small goals, you know, that you can obtain in the next couple weeks or in the next couple months. You know what I mean? Like, your big goals are going to be like your 2 to 5 year plans. Your three small goals are going to be like within a couple of months. And as long as you have, like, you're just thinking about it every day, you have that vision in your mind so that you know what you're showing up and you're working for every single day, because I can promise you that motivation is not always enough. You have to be disciplined, and it's hard to be disciplined. And that's why having your goals and writing down your visions every single day so that you know what you're showing up and you're working hard for. So anyways, and then applying these journaling prompts, which there's only three today, but You can write these down in your own journal, or you can just answer them in your head and just kind of self-reflect on what you would say. So the first one, what does leaning into your own understanding look like for you? Why do you think that we often trust in our own strategies to solve our problems instead of acknowledging the Lord? In what past situations have you seen God unexpectedly make your path straight? Think of some circumstances that you've been trying to solve all by yourself. And how might you lean into trusting God's ability to make a way for you today instead of leaning into your own understanding? All right, you guys. So I feel better. I just feel better. Like if there's anybody out there that just feels better. I don't know what it is. I mean, whether you're having a good day or a bad morning, it just feels so much better to just read the Word of God, get the daily prayer in, you know, reading these daily devotionals. It's something different every single day. But what I love about it is that, you know, most of the time when I'm opening up this book to read today or every day, I didn't even know that I needed it, you know? And it's like, I love that it relates to real life things that are going on within us, around us. Like, it's just such a great way to start the day. So let's end this devotional with the prayer. It says, Lord, help me to continue to acknowledge you in all of my moments, so that whatever I'm facing can be eclipsed by your deep love for me. You know the situations that I carry today. I give them to you, and I ask you to make my path straight in your timing and in your way. And I just have to say, like, one last thing is, like, you know, if you are just sitting back and you're doubting so much of just what's going on or where you are in life, what your future is going to look like, all of these things, you know what I mean? Like, just give yourself some grace and know that, like, if you're showing up and you're doing the things that you're supposed to do every single day that are gonna get you one step closer, if you're giving up things that don't serve you anymore, if you're getting disciplined and shifting your focus to the things that you actually need to be focusing on and prioritizing things the right way, all you have left to do is to trust in God and trust in God's timing and his plan for your life, because his timing is perfect. Everything happens in divine timing. And I used to get really down on myself all the time because I would just sit back and be like, you know, I'm working so hard. I'm doing all the things. I'm doing everything that I can possibly do. Like, and I feel like I'm getting nowhere. Okay, that's when I had to shift my focus and look to the Lord, because I had to learn how to trust him and knowing that it's a process and I have to be willing to just show up every single day and do the best that I can and be the best that I can be and trust his timing and just learn how to enjoy the process of life and just enjoy it. Enjoy the journey. The amazing, incredible journey of life that I have been blessed with, that we all have been blessed with. You know, it's a blessing to be able to wake up and have a new day full of opportunity. And guess what? You get to make that choice every single day. Are you going to wake up today and have a good day? Or are you going to choose to have a miserable day and let everything else around you consume you and eat you alive? Or are you going to acknowledge the fact that God loves you and he has you in his hands and you can pray about it and you can take anything off of your chest that is weighing you down and put it on him and he will be there for you? And as long as you, again, trust the process, trust in his timing, good things are coming, my friend. Good things are coming. You have to keep holding on, keep moving forward. Know that your hard work does not go unnoticed, and maybe it doesn't feel like it's all paying off right now, but it will pay off eventually. Okay. Enjoy the growth process that you have to go through to get to the big blessing. All right, you guys, I'm done preaching, right? Almost at 20 minutes, but I just like feel so full today and I'm on fire and I'm ready to like spit fire and just do things, because this is why I love this podcast, because it's not just about me coming on here and preaching to other people. Sometimes when I'm sitting here preaching, I self-reflect and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I learn something about myself, or I say something that I needed to hear, or I read something that, you know, I needed to hear for myself too. And again, it's just a really, really great way to start the day. And so I hope that somebody got something out of this. I hope that you guys have an amazing Thursday and an amazing Easter coming up. I'm so excited. I got all the stuff to color Easter eggs on Friday and like everything to make Madison's Easter basket and all of the good things. And we're just going to spend the day with family and probably do a little Easter egg hunt in our backyard or something. We're not really going all crazy this year. We just want to be together and give Madison the Easter experience, and it's going to be so much fun. But if you know anybody else who is looking for a way to start their day, or if you have a friend or family that might be going through some really hard times or just need some light in their life, confidence, you know, booster, whatever that is, please share this podcast with them, because this is laid back. It is casual. Like, I'm nobody special. I'm just a regular person, a mom. I work from home. Like, just I'm showing up and I'm trusting God and trying to do the best I can every single day. And you know, if this can be a light for someone else and help them get through the hard times and give them the boost that they need to get through a day, like, share this with them, because not only can I be a light for others, but you can be a light for others as well too, just by sharing it with your loved ones. All right, you guys, I'm so excited for a new day. Go and slay, and remember, your mindset matters. Have a good day.